with Alex Pierce. A tough fought game, but just couldn't get there in the end.
Yeah, it was a tough game. I feel like it was a gutsy effort from us to come back from a bit of a poor first quarter, down 5 goals or so, and to really battle it out. It was a good effort, but yeah, although we're happy with the effort, we really thought we could have won that game, and it's disappointing.
Did some of it come down to just taking our chances early in the first quarter?
A little bit. There was a few things could have done a bit better. Backs, we let a few marks inside 50, which we could have stopped, but yeah, it helps if you kick a bit straighter, but it was a good effort to just get back in the game and keep battling it out.
It was tough. I think we're down 5 goals, lost Joel early as well. Like, what was the mood like at quarter time, and how do we turn that around?
It was good because we knew we were having shots on goal. We knew we were competing. So the message was just to keep competing and it'll turn around and we'll keep putting under pressure and we'll get our opportunities. And we did that. On Joel going down, I thought our back six or seven really stood up after that. It was a real sort of team effort. I've got some really big, dangerous forwards and we really sort of worked together really well to sort of negate them as much as we could.
Spent a lot of time on Josh Kennedy. How'd you find that battle?
It's always a really good battle. He's one of the best forwards in the comp. He's very smart footballer, very strong, and you can't give him much any space because he capitalised on it. So, yeah, it was another good battle, and yeah, we'll look forward to the next one against him.
How about Freer's pressure? It seemed to be up for most of the game, especially lifted in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought our mids, our head around the ball was really good. Our forwards, Switkowski and Collier as well. Brandon Matera, they sort of really hit in and put them under the pressure, and we got a few chances from our forward pressure, so it was really good. And there's a lot of positives to take into next week going to Canberra, and I think if we can bring that effort again, we'll give ourselves a good chance.
Our two inclusions, Wikowski and Schultz, really added something to the team.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't mention Schultz, but he was really good. He was important late, did some really nice things, and yeah, he's got a pretty wise head for a young bloke coming in, and yeah, he was good today.
Obviously tough going to a big game like a derby without Nat, but Dave, he really stood up, didn't he?
He was good. Obviously a former captain, and he's been a leader of this club for a long time. And yeah, we knew going in that he was going to stand up and help carry a lot of the load, and he certainly did that. He was sensational today.
Just two games shy of 300, but he just keeps delivering, doesn't he?
Yeah, the old ball just sort of keeps going, keeps trudging along. And yeah, he'll keep doing that for the rest of his career. He's fantastic.
So that was a message from Ross. Looking forward to next week.
There was plenty of positives to take out there. Pressure was good. There was a few things early that we can tighten up on, but if we bring that intensity and that sort of work rate, we'll give ourselves a good chance and we can just finish off a little bit more polished around the ball and in front of goal. And yeah, we'll be in every game this season.
Great, thanks, Al.
Thank you.